Rachel, Carolina, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
So I guess to start off with, Rachel, you're the curator for this exhibition and a lot of your research has looked at the relationship between art and technology. Mm-hmm. So could you unpack what this idea of posthumanism is for us?
Sure. Now, to put it very simply, posthumanism is a philosophy that looks at the broader idea of decentering the human subject. There's been a lot of philosophy to date that has looked at humans as being the center of the universe. Of course, the difference in this particular stream of thought is that technology comes to play. So I guess the question is, looking at the human digital relationship that's enabled by digital technologies, where do we see ourselves? Do we see ourselves as being the master of the digital technologies, or are we going to become servants of AI, for instance? So that's like a very quick general introduction to the thinking behind posthumanism.
And as far as the artists are concerned in this program, mm-hmm. how are they engaging with these questions on our relationship with technology?
Well, I think this is a very good question to be answered by Carolina, because she's one of the key artists who specifically look at the posthuman condition through her work.
I guess my focus is investigating how humans might approach interplanetary existence, and a lot of my work actually brings you back into humans' connection with Earth. And on an even more granular level, my background is my parents were refugees. So I've been exploring in my work this sense of place, and I guess an experience that a lot of children of migrants have, of being torn between cultures and trying to figure out where you fit in that. And when the big Mars race started a few years ago, when Elon Musk started his big plan to reach Mars, I found that idea really interesting, maybe not for the same reasons that a lot of other people did, because I feel like in this grand technological dream, what we sort of miss is the subtle aspects of what it is to be a human. Mm-hmm. So what I've been looking at is, how would it feel to be on a planet that is not our own, and how do we connect to that?
Could you talk to us a little bit about that particular piece?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, my work, Lost Lands, is a dual location work. So it's an augmented reality work that has two linked but different elements at Gallery Lane Cove and Gallery Pom Pom. So the Gallery Lane Cove portion it's a simulation of Mars. So the participant has the opportunity to visit Mars. There's a large-scale projection of the Mars surface, which is obtained from NASA. And with the AR app, which is on an iPad, they can explore the space, but also bring into being, I guess you'd call them like these melancholy, nostalgic nature forms, trees and plants that are constructed of Mars rocks and Mars dirt.
Specifically when you're dealing with things like technology, could you talk a little about the process of creating these works?
I'm actually quite lucky that my life partner is a games developer, and he's worked quite a lot with virtual reality and augmented reality. So we collaborated on these pieces. The concept was mine, but the bulk of the development was his hard labour. So I'm very grateful for that. And honestly, I couldn't afford him otherwise. It's a lot of trial and error, honestly. Augmented reality technology is still in its infancy. So the tech and the software is quite glitchy at times. So it does take a lot of back and forth just to get something that works, and works most of the time. Even best case scenario, it's likely to glitch up from time to time. So yeah,
I guess in a lot of the net art or tech-based art, sometimes when there are glitches like that, some artists choose to lean into the ugly aesthetic and other people choose to have that really sheen, glossy aesthetic. Could you describe a little about what audiences might expect?
I guess in my work, I like to bring people into other worlds, I suppose. A lot of my work is quite immersive. So I guess what I'm shooting for often has a bit of a dreamlike quality to it too. So I guess I'm going for a level of authenticity even within that dream space. Honestly, working with the technology can be very frustrating because it can get in the way of that. And I sort of wish that I was leaning into the bugs and the glitches. But in this case, it's just been a lot of hard work getting it right. So
there are so many ideas surrounding cultural displacement, identity, sense of purpose and place. They're all such really huge ideas. Yeah. But one thing I can't stop thinking about when I've been reading about this exhibition is this idea called essentialism, which kind of argues that since we as humans have unique value, but then if this is true, then we also have a duty not only to ourselves, but to animals and the environment. So
exactly.
Given these ideas of, ecological responsibility in the planet, how are these conversations being bound up within this show, would you say?
Well, that's a very good question, but I want to unpack that a little bit further.
Please.
So going back to your earlier question to me about post-humanism, that's why I say it's about looking at how we can relate to other beings, other systems of existence, if you like, because it's not about empowering ourselves through technology and making us superhumans, which is very much the kind of trajectory that you see in a lot of sci-fi novels and even movies and TV series. And that type of thinking is very much transhumanism. Now, coming back to the exhibition, I would say most of the artists in this show, even if they don't openly declare it, they're probably more post-humanist in their approach, because there are questions, such as Carolina has said, she explores through her work about that connection back to Earth and about being human and how we relate, you know, to our culture and history. I think one way of looking at this project, Amelia, is that it is one exhibition across two locations, because that's how it was designed. Part one happened at Gallery Lane Cove, and it's intended to be a very otherworldly, a bit strange, a little bit gritty type of environment, because for visitors who come to the space, they will discover it's not like a regular gallery setup at all. But when they go to Gallery Pom Pom, it looks more like a clinical, clean kind of setting that you would, you know, expect, you know, on Earth. I mean, there are some strange elements as well, but there is this kind of intended difference between the two spaces. Not as sort of conflicting halves, but it's meant to be contrasting wholes that coexist